This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy city in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens more. The official website of the judiciary says two gunmen were arrested and a third is on the run after Wednesday's attack on the Shah Cheragh Mosque, the second holiest site in Iran. The Islamic State group late Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in over a decade. The three main greenhouse gases hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year, according to the UN Weather Agency, calling it an ominous sign. World Meteorological Organization Secretary General Petri Tallis says there are warnings in the fight against climate change.
The game that we have already lost is the melting of glaciers. We have so high concentration of carbon dioxide that the melting of glaciers will continue for the coming hundreds of years, even coming thousands of years, and that will contribute to the sea level rise.
Earlier on Wednesday, the UN's climate office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. The Los Angeles City Council, it said its latest estimate based on 193 national emissions targets would see temperatures rise to 2.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial averages by the end of the century. The Los Angeles City Council has formally rebuked two members and its former president for their involvement in a racism scandal that has triggered protests and shaken public faith in City Hall. This is VOA News. Wednesday's 12-0 vote to censure former Council President Nuri Martinez and Councilman Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon represented the strongest step the Council could take to publicly reprimand the trio for their participation in a secretly recorded 2021 meeting laced with crude, bigoted comments. The three Latino Democrats were heard scheming to protect their political clout in the redrawing of Council districts at the expense of blacks and renters. Martinez resigned shortly after the release of the tape earlier this month. The rapper formerly known as Kanye West is facing more backlash from the corporate world. Here is AP correspondent Charles Gabriel.
We don't know why Ye decided to show up at the California headquarters of Skechers, this a day after Adidas had cut him loose, but officials at Skechers thought the whole thing was kind of sketchy, so he got the heave-ho. The company says the rapper arrived unannounced and without invitation at its corporate headquarters near Los Angeles, and as he did, began taping video inside. Skechers says two of its executives walked Ye out the door, and as if to verbally shut it behind him, the company says it was not, is not, and has no intention of working with him. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Germany announced plans Wednesday to legalize cannabis, a move Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government said would make Germany one of the first countries in Europe to do so. The coalition government struck an agreement last year to introduce legislation during its four-year term to allow the controlled distribution of cannabis in licensed shops. Health Minister Karl Lauterbach did not give a timeline for the plan. Many countries in the region have already legalized cannabis for limited medicinal purposes, including Germany in 2017. Others have decriminalized its general use while stopping short of making it legal. Recapping our top story, gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy city in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens more. The official website of the judiciary said two gunmen were arrested and a third is on the run after Wednesday's attack on the Shah Cheragh Mosque, the second holiest site in Iran. The Islamic State group late Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in Iran in over a decade. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering by visiting voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.